This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I made to the corner with a bacon, and that's where I didn't make the thing. So I've been here for sure, don't worry.
I'm missing bam 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 bam.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prestige Sound Games, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. Of course, it is Tuesday. You know, we got a great supplement each and every Tuesday, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. And, of course, we will be going to live to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. We'll chime in with all caught up on all things Grand Bahama. And we got lots of things to talk about as well. All right? Not just what's going on in Grand Bahama, but what's going here on in New Providence and throughout the rest of the archipelago. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. And it starts with the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Positive outlook. Moody's hails progress in government's fiscal position. Agency upgrades outlook, but holds Bahamas rating at junk status. Okay, they see progress, but not enough to move us off junk status, I take it. Story by Candia Dames. The credit ratings agency Moody's yesterday upgraded the outlook on the government of the Bahamas rating to a positive from stable. A positive development that was quickly welcomed by Prime Minister Philip Davis, who said it tells the world that the Bahamas is regaining its financial footing and that the work we are doing is credible and impactful. Moody's also affirmed the country's long-term issuer and meaning the Bahamas remains at junk status and is viewed as a high-risk borrower. The agency said the country has demonstrated meaningful fiscal consolidation over the past 2 years. All right, so let's see where that continues to go. But we do need to get off that junk status for sure. PLP hails success in cleaning up F&M's mess. Story by Rachel Scott. With Moody's announcing it has revised its outlook on the Bahamas rating to positive, the PLP said yesterday it is evidence of the success of its approach to governance as it cleaned up the mess left by the F&M administration. The ratings agency also held the country's long-term issue and senior unsecured ratings at B1, otherwise known as junk status. That's nice, Mr. PM. But you still check the cost of living? When last you really been to the grocery store? I mean, if you look at the gas tracker, my God, where are we at today? I don't see no relief in sight. Rubus, $5.55. That's a good number to play. Esso, 543. Shell, 542. I'm glad you're cleaning up the mess, but we're still suffering. So hurry up, clean it up faster. Bahamian man named in U.S. indictment or extradited from the DR. Destroyed by Tanika Thompson. A Bahamian man accused of being involved in a conspiracy to smuggle cocaine from South America to the Bahamas and into the United States was extradited from the Dominican Republic to the U.S. Charges. Charges stem from a U.S. indictment that was unsealed last year. The defendant, Theodore Nathaniel Adderley, a.k.a. Blue, appeared in a New York court on April 4th and pled not guilty to the charges. He's expected to appear in court today for a preliminary hearing date. Let me just go to A3 to make sure it's clear. Adderley, 53, is the latest defendant, if you get to A3, connected to the case to be arrested overseas. However, Bahamian officials have yet to receive an extradition request for the U.S. for the remaining Bahamians named in the indictment. So more to come on that. And Butler Turner, menace, denial, poetic justice. Story by LaTanya Roberts. Former Free National Movement Deputy Leader Loretta Butler Turner said yesterday that the FNM's decision to not renominate Kehlani MP Dr. Hubert Minnis is poetic justice. In an interview with the National Guardian, Butler Turner said that the same tactics used by Minnis to deny her and others from once being nominated is now being used on him. But what the old saying, say Teef Teef from Teef God's Mind, right? Okay. All right. So we got lots of. So we'll go to Grand Bahama. We'll see what's going on in Grand Bahama. Then, of course, you know, we'll chop it up like we always do. Let's check the text lines real quick before I get to the break. Good afternoon, Naughty. It ain't Minnis who want to be a leader. It's his weak followers. They are the problem. And Minnis fall weak to what they want. So sad. Now it's causing him his political suicide. He had time to redeem himself. Don't be like Aram Lewis. Listen, texter. Well, if you look at that crew, they were the crew that rallied behind Loretta Butler Turner. That didn't work out. They jumped on the Minnis train because they saw a party vote coming. Then they couldn't defend his position for 4 years. And obviously couldn't sell his position. That's why the FNM suffered the fate they did at the polls. And now here we are today. I tell you, sometimes you gotta not listen to that circle around you and listen to some circles outside of you. They're gonna give you the real answer. Because they ain't got their hand out for a takeout. But that's another story for another day. I can officially say after yesterday, we got to keep it moving. That chapter in our political history is closed. The Minnis era is done. And his minions, empty barrels, make the most noise. And some of them already singing for different political parties. But I can leave that alone. I guess you got to go where the handout come from, eh? Anyway, we'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. We'll go to Grand Bahama. We'll talk to Sarah Kirkby. We'll check in with Darren Cooper. And we'll talk all things Grand Bahama coming up on the flip side of the break as news right after this.
Constant flow, and I don't want to be unhappy. Let me live till I'm gray. I work hard to get there. Keep out of TLP.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. Point of sale to cloud video surveillance and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. and we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I made to the corner with a bacon. And that's where I didn't make the thing. So, I've been here for sure. Don't worry. I'm missing bam, 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 bam. It's not an easy road. I'm in the city, gamma, and the guitar, so they think I better rose. Me say, who feels it knows?
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads. And listen, before I get to Grand Bahama, I wanted to do it on the flip side before the break, and I should have done it, but I got to do it now because I know he's listening. I want to say a very happy birthday to my dad, Captain Daniel Zeni Cazalaya. 93 today. 93. Daddy, I love your insight in life and the lessons you've taught me. Some we agree to disagree on. Others, I get you, and I appreciate it. And I do want to say, whether you understood it or not, I did get your lessons, which you were trying to impart on me. All right? I did. Some were good, some were bad, but hey, I learned them all the same, and I appreciate you all the same. I love you all the same. I wish you many, many more. I only hope I can get to 93. I hope I take right after you in that sense. 93. That's your number for the day. Box it and play it, all right? With the odd and game, of course. But yeah, props to my dad, 93 today, man. So God bless you, Dad. I love you. Te quiero mucho, papi. And you are the el gran capitán. So happy birthday and enjoy this and many, many more. All right, let's get down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. We got Darren Cooper chiming in. Folks, what's going on, Sarah and Darren? How are you?
Good, and happy birthday to your dad. That's amazing.
Thank you, thank you. I will convey the message. So what's going on, guys? What's good with Grand Bahama? Darren, me and you got to talk. We got to let Sarah do her thing, but you and I got to talk. I got a couple of things. Well, me and you need to chop up.
No problem.
All right. So what I'll do is I'm going to just briefly mention the lead for today's paper, which for us is the mixed reaction for Lewis' exit from the FNM. And I know we'll come back to discuss that in a few. I want to talk about the other lead story for us, which is the water reprieve for LTS, which is Lacayan Tower South, which I'm still in shock over. I don't want anyone to lose out on living in their building, but, you know, how long is it going to leave these people in this strain of, you know, what happens if this building falls down? Like, who's responsible for it? It can't be the Port Authority if they've tried to close it down and protect it, and the courts are keeping it open. So it's an interesting story about water and the water bill and how the current board is trying to, what I would think, not pay it or get around it. But, you know, you have to pay your bills, but it's just, it's crazy to me. I asked a general question in LinkedIn for a lawyer to explain to me how this could happen for the safety of the people in the building. We all know what happened in Florida with that hotel. I mean, the apartment building. So anyway, big question for me today with that one. So have a read and understand about Satman Lacayan Tower South. We also have the, we teased it, I think, last week, or people had mentioned it. We have a problem down at Old Bahama Bay. They're trying to change property management companies, and there seems to be a standoff between the two companies. We go into depth a little bit with that, and the government is trying its best to, what I understand, help all employees there so that it can't resolve. But it looks like Michael Scott and his group are also looking to make sure the employees are well taken care of. There's a lot of stuff going on down there in West End. We did get some comments from the MP, so I would encourage you to read that. But it really would be good to get that part resolved for Old Bahama Bay. There's a highlight in our paper about Art Lakaya, which happened this weekend, which is a great arts festival that happens annually now. They also now have their own art place. So it's called Mosaic, which I would, you know, it's open all the time right now. It is free for people to go. I would encourage everybody to go. It has, besides a local network from Bishop Michael Eldon, and all proceeds from these events help local art students in our community. You know, and arts are hard to keep going in schools, so I really encourage everybody to go and visit and donate. We have a focus on education for Coastal Awareness Month. This is a big cleanup time, though I think we need a full-on campaign about cleaning up with bottles. That's for our whole country. I encourage you to read that. Our chamber officially got installed, so there's a little story on that today. And then the rest of the story, rest of the papers on Iram Lewis. So that's me. I wrapped it up quick, boys.
Well, you did it. That's a record right there, Mr. Producer. Mark this show down. That's a record for Sarah Kirkby today with the Grand Bahama News headline. But obviously,
I know, I did pretty good. I want to talk about this contract. Let's go, because I can't believe that statement that came out today.
Sorry. Okay, well, let's look at it. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's get to that. Now that we got Sarah out of the way. Darren, I guess this is our part of the show early now because we got plenty to talk about. But let me just get to the statement first and foremost. Obviously, it's in relation to the awarding of that $183 million contract. All right? And here is the statement from the Office of the Prime Minister. The Office of the Prime Minister's decision-making process and the timelines related to the publication of a list of contracts concluded with various vendors in accordance with the Public Procurement Act. Well, now it's in accordance with the Public Procurement Act, but they weren't using it for other things, weren't they? Okay, note to self. The Prime Minister has taken note of the public discussion surrounding a particular allocation included in the published list. Contrary to the opposition's claims of improper motive, the Prime Minister is satisfied that no improper intent or malfeasance occurred. An administrative error resulted in the inclusion. Let me finish it and then we could have our way at it, dissect this to pieces. An administrative error resulted in the inclusion of a contract and a specific allocation that had, in fact, been paused by the Prime Minister prior to the publication of the list. By way of background, there was and remains an urgent need for public works in Grand Bahama. An international financial organization has settled the pre-qualification amount with a particular vendor, and the matter proceeded from there toward a conclusion. Upon this being brought to the Prime Minister's attention, he instructed that the matter be set aside for further review. Unfortunately, that instruction was not reflected in the list that was subsequently published, which has led to regrettable confusion. The model of the vendor in question is that of a project manager. As such, the allocated funding would not have gone to a single operating in Grand Bahama. The public is reminded that the Public Procurement Act provides for the single sourcing of contracts under certain conditions. The review by the Office of the Prime Minister is ongoing, and once it is complete, a statement outlining the revisions will be shared with the public in accordance with the Public Procurement Act. Okay. Who's going to call BS first? Me, you, or Darren, Sarah? Darren, me, you, or Sarah? Who?
Me. It's BS. And I'm the only why I say
it. Man, it is, and it's bad BS, because as I was reading it, it was stinking up the studio. That's how bad and wafting this BS is.
And you know what? You know what Nautilus does? It shows the incompetency of the Prime Minister, because this is too much backpedaling
okay.
from the nation.
Question, Darren.
Okay. All of a sudden, the public in Grand Bahama had this outcry of this outrageous, gussy me contract that doesn't even make sense in the cost for what they're saying is being paid in roadworks. And now all of a sudden, you're telling us that it's an error? Really? Who signed the contract? Who produced it? Who was involved in it? How did it got to this amount, Prime Minister? Or Office of the Prime Minister, are we that big and look stupid? Administration error? Too much errors, man. And if we didn't say anything, we'd have been a $183 million error, and someone was going to be walking over that money.
Wow. And see this, the phone lines are lit already. Let me get the text lines real quick. Hey, Naughty, afternoon to you and your guests. They are only backtracking now that they see the public's reaction to that flagrant disregard for the taxpayers' blood, sweat, and tears, the taxpayers' money, and every blessed thing they're investing, never to get a conclusion. They hired thousands of people, and the essentials are still not getting done. Now, Darren, let me ask you a question. A couple of things. Have we not been crying for a procurement act in Grand Bahama and Abaco and other places as well? Because the procurement act is not really being used by this administration?
It's not.
But conveniently now to cover their tracks, now they use the procurement act. My question is, that contract was issued. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it issued to family of a certain high-ranking PLP official? If I'm not mistaken, if you connect the dots?
Correct.
Because I mean, most of the Mitchells are family, right?
Correct, but naughty. Let's go to here.
Let me just add this in. So all of a sudden the contract got signed when the PM said don't sign it, but somehow it got signed. I'm just hypothetically wondering, you know, who caused it to get signed? How did it get pushed through? If the chiefs say leave it alone, why is somebody touching it and pushing it through?
Very interesting.
And
very interesting.
And like I said, you know, through it. But the statement, like I said, a misadministration.
I don't know if everybody's seeing straight through it. That's my worry. I'm like, seriously? I don't understand why people are not more upset about this. And I don't like a blatant little comment that, oh, it would have been given to other people in Grand Bahama and they would have gotten part of the job. Doesn't matter. The job should have been given to someone in Grand Bahama, not a company outside.
Aren't there three viable options in Grand Bahama that we spoke about?
There's more than three. There's four. There's plenty. And these are people that are trying to come back from Dorian.
You know what bothers me?
And stayed here and survived here. Don't bring someone else in. But that's more my issue.
The statement
really
says there's no closure on this for me, though. They're not saying that it's going to go back to a bidding process. It's going to go. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Is this going to take the same route as the moorings contract signing that now we don't talk about it no more? That one call over? Because I still don't know if that company is proceeding with the moorings or if that's not going to go back to bid.
Yeah.
So what is the case with this here?
It just goes to show how our government views us. And if we sit down and we say nothing, it'll just fly over. Because it would not have been administrative error if we, the people of Grand Bahama, didn't open our mouth, didn't take to the social media, and did not lend our comments to the BS that we recognize was happening under this administration. And I'm just so curious or so blown away to the fact that this government has so much administration errors. That our prime minister, which these things must go through him from the minister of finance, you are allowing so much administration errors on your end. What are you really doing? Are you that focused on partying to your work? And the fact that you are making so much mistakes, we can't run the risk, Naughty, in leaving you there to continue to govern because you might cost us billions of dollars in simple mistakes because the people around you realize that you ain't paying attention.
Man, let's get to the phone lines real quick to get these calls in and then we'll pick up the conversation. Talking heads.
Hey, great show, you know, how you doing?
All right, I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Boy, I hope MJ ain't talk you into not playing on today. Because Pop's age 4 in California, 093.
Man, people done sent me and then 4 or 2 or 3 times. But don't worry.
You ain't feeling this recession.
No, sir, but guess what? Plenty left, man. Plenty left for tonight. I know numbers, man. But you know me, I could throw some in the late houses with the island game. And, you know, I will, my brother. I will. Thank you so much.
And enjoy the money.
I shall. I can catch one later for sure. Talking heads.
Hello?
Go ahead, talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Anton! You good, brother?
What's going on?
Man, Anton, from which rock you cometh under me? You been, man? You been MIA, man? What's going on? You good? The family good?
I'm holding. The family is holding.
All right. So what you got for me today, man?
Just got several comments. I'm listening to your guest, and I believe your guest is forgetting where the economy is and where the economy was.
We still a junk status, though, Anton. Come on.
However, we were at a point, Naughty, where the debt to GDP was over 100%, which means we weren't making nearly enough money to cover our debt. The only way we could pay bills was to borrow money. We are in a position under this Davis administration, if you want to speak sense and facts, and this is with reference to your guest, if you want to speak sense and facts.
Now, Anton, just let me caution you. Just as you challenge people to speak sense and facts, you also need to speak sense and facts. But go ahead.
I'm going to get to the mod of the 183 with my final comment. But I'm just speaking to the facts and the reality of what exists in our country today so that the comments don't get carried away in a ridiculous fashion, right? To date, our debt to GDP is mid to low 70% up, when it was well over 100% top, okay? And so we're moving in the right direction as it relates to responsible financial management in our country. Granted, I was one of those who had an outcry against the $183 million contract being awarded to one company at a time when cost of living is very high, at a time when there's lots of struggling, in particular on Grand Bahama, East and West Grand Bahama in particular, right, with this $183 million contract in reasonable terms to bring along and fully empower many persons with the distribution of minimum and multi-million dollar contracts for behemoths to come up ahead with the taxpayer dollars. To another point, Grand Bahama...
But wasn't the economy closed during COVID, Anton?
Who made the decision to close the economy?
I'm just saying, wasn't it closed?
Who made the decision to close the economy? Many economies globally were not closed.
The world got closed. The world got closed.
No. That's the point I'm making now. That's the point I'm making now.
Let's be honest here. When we're doing $183 billion, we don't need it being invested in West End.
Yes. Let me let you get back to your filibuster. Pick it up and let's get to your next point.
Okay, but just to address something very quickly, 10 seconds, Marty, what was said. There was a bad decision was made in closing our economy entirely and for the extended time that it was closed, when in fact our economy could have been open, we could have managed, we could have got, if the former administration was able to get the supplies, the medical supplies, masks, right, and hand sanitizers and vaccines that we required in order to keep the economy open so that we could save lives, but also not kill the finances of our country, which behemoths are still trying to recover from to this day, which is why I had an outcry against the $183 million going to one company. However, the most important thing in this, if we want to be mature and have a reasonable intelligent conversation regarding what happened, we have a prime minister. We have a prime minister, unlike his predecessor, who is prepared to listen. And that's what is critical. When information is brought to the prime minister's attention, unlike other prime ministers who double down and continue to make bad...
But Anton, with all due respect, let me chime in. Anton, please, brother, you have gone from talking no big contracts to pontificating about Mr. Davis. And I'll tell you,
exactly.
The cost of living still up through the roof, through wazoo. People still complaining. Gas prices still too high. That's great that we've gotten Moody's to now say we're in a positive position, but we're still a junk bond status.
I made a couple
statements, and I was just being nice and just allowing him to complete his statement.
Without insulting us and saying we're not intelligent, I'd like him to say that without trying to obviously come in and say that we're not intelligent. That's not
a way. Not at all.
You were very clear in that. And we were not intelligent.
Hey, Andrew, what's your final point? I had to check you on and say, if you want people to speak sense, then you in turn need to speak sense too. Now, feel free to call back if you want, but it ain't going to be back and forth, and you're not going to be talking over my yes, and you're not going to be filibustering going from what we're talking about, $183 million no-bid contract, Two, Mr. Davis is doing a good job. Has he? Really?
Not he.
Let's ask the people. Let's see in about a year what a good job this administration has done. Let's see. But anyway, go ahead, Darren. Speak to your points, and then I got some calls to get to. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make to Anton was he talked about how this government is doing in terms of what the previous administration did and didn't do. I didn't support the previous administration, but however, this government is going 4 years on a clean slate of no natural disaster, no pandemic, okay? And the way this government is managing, God help us if we have a disaster or a hurricane hit any of our islands in the Bahamas. We talk about reckless spending and error spending and administration error. We would see that in so much different ways under the administration, okay? So don't sit here and tell me that the previous administration should not have closed down the economy or the country when nobody was traveling. Nobody was moving.
No ships were coming in. Airports were closed.
Thank you.
Okay, so to sit down and to say, let's be real, Anton, about certain comments. Okay? Now, you're a PLP. You support them. Fine. That's your prerogative and that's your right. But don't come here and make it seem as if this government, who's recklessly managing and refuses to talk to the Bahamian people, Anton. Your prime minister won't talk and will come to Grand Bahama and only speak to us and not speak with us. Only because he realized the repercussion of a $183 million that it will cost because there'll be no proper justification. And if that was to give contractors here in Grand Bahama opportunity, while they were not aware of it, all of a sudden now, administrative error, and it was to help contractors. Come on.
All right, let me get to these texts, and the phone lines are full, as usual. All right.
I love that he hasn't addressed the fact that we don't have an airport, but we're going to spend $180 million on roads. Or a sale of our Lucaya. We seem to be missing those points when he's doing his filibustering. I want to know where those addresses are. Sorry, but that money could be spent fixing the airport, which we desperately need. I want the roads to be fixed, but where's that money?
All right, let's get to the other text. Good afternoon, Naughty. Has a resignation been announced along with the statement from the OPM? Oh, the lies. So the PM meant for them to delete the information before it came to the public? ? Naughty, the younger Mitchell is nephew of the PLP minister with the same name, and the PLP minister claims West Grand Bahama as his own special place. Well, you're always down there. Must have got some interest down there. Or maybe making sure, you know, Kingsley doing a good job in that constituency and not having no problems. And all this money floating around, have all the MPs declared their assets yet? Because I know some of them walking around big and fat since we have deals like the moorings deals coming through and then dying. Naughty, was the $7 million land that was given away via the BPL deal an error as well? ? Naughty, you're confused because you didn't see between the lines. The statement actually said, as enough time has passed for the outrage, we have had time to produce a statement our 85-year-old female supporters in Cat Island would believe. We've stopped the contract and will be reissuing to somebody. You'll find out who in another document leak, hopefully after the election. Don't be surprised if it's the same person. Is this the same Darren that Big Mouth Richard said he would come for if he ran on the next election? I say go for West End and it's for your picking. Well, listen, Darren, I mean, you should go for it. Because we all know, let's be honest, that whole set of minus Minnesites, Richard Johnson, Omar Archer, Peter Outen, Erica Morris, listen, they're failed. They failed to get the red about the Turner in. They piggybacked off Minnis in a party vote. Then they failed to push his policies, failed to get him reelected. So you ain't got nothing to worry about if they come for you, Darren. I would welcome them. That sounds like you got chalk if you decide to do that.
Richard coming for everybody who run in Grand Bahama under the FNM degree. He's coming for the Quan Swin if he gets Western and Bimini. He's coming for Kendall if he gets Pine Ridge. He's coming for Darren if he gets Central. At the end of the day, Richard holds no power. And I welcome him to come to Grand Bahama. If he claims that he has this clout or this power, bring yourself to Grand Bahama. And if I get sent to Grand Bahama, I will deliver it to the people, to the Free National Movement, for the people of Central Grand Bahama that will deserve good representation, which we've not had in the past 8 years. I live in Central Grand Bahama. I don't visit there. 17 years. I know the area. And there's nothing we can see, feel, or touch that Hiram Lewis has done for the people of Central Grand Bahama. Tell him $250,000 he gets as his constituent allowance to do things for us. Who is he helping with it? Who light bill is he paying? Who water bill is he paying? What grass is he cleaning? What community parks are he helping with? He doesn't even have a functioning constituency office. And it is alleged that he's not even paying the woman that works in there. And every time I ask him why he opened, he say, mole, 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 mole. For 8 years, mole, and you're getting the money to keep it going? Tell Aram come again. And tell Richard I welcome him to come to Grand Bahama. Bring himself to Grand Bahama. He doesn't scare me. Him nor the Minutes Knights. I was the same Darren that had my mouth open when Minutes was in power, when he had some power to do something with me. And nothing happened then. So tell him come.
All right.
Don't faze me, and it won't scare me.
Let me get these other calls out of the way. I mean, the other texts out of the way. But obviously, what's going on in Central Grand Bahama, Darren? I've had some reports and allegations about, you know, what's actually been done in that constituency, bills being paid, so on and so forth. Is any smoke to that fire? Any fire to that smoke?
Richard, nothing has been done for Central Grand Bahama under the leadership of Aaron Lewis. There's a community pumping the old Princess Lawn, which is horrible, in horrible condition. That's number one. Then he said he would have started a community farm, which is, again, all of the crops would have died out because of lack of maintenance and care. But in Williams and Russell Town, no community center, which they have a building that they've been trying to be refurbished. That's not happened. In Cavell Beach and Imperial Park, nothing. They had a request for garbage removal in Malibu Reef West. That would have been cleaned up by the local government previous administration. As relates to South Bahamia, we've been asking him to meet with our developers, which is one of his largest constituency, to help us understand the road condition, the septic system situation. And to date, nothing. Okay? Let's talk about the Marktown, Hunters, Louisiana, Fitness Point, Seco Town, Hebburn Town, Bartlett Hill, and all them others, the Sapodilla. Nothing, no improvement, no roadworks, no community centers, no nothing. Okay? The basketball courts that we've been asking him to refurbish is in horrible condition. So there's nothing. The park in Wellington Heights, local government again. The park in Sunrise, local government again. There's nothing that we can see, feel, or touch that Aaron Lewis, no instruments donated to schools in his district. Okay, in his district, in his constituency, for the people of Central Grand Bahama, no school programs, no computer labs, nothing in his district, no proper lighting to the parks in his constituency. So the reality of it is, I want them to come on the ground of Central Grand Bahama. When Lincoln walked with Aaron, he will hang his head down in shame because he would be like, what did I sign up for? Because the people will run them. Because Aaron Lewis couldn't win that seat if the FNM gave him nomination in the next election, because the people don't want him.
All right, let me get these texts and a couple of calls. All right, the finance minister should resign, Naughty. The PM and the minister of finance sounds like two different people. Naughty, Anton forgot the world was shut down, not only the Bahamas, but sing Anton sing, supper time, soon serve. Hey, Naughty, I need to find a woman who is loyal to me, like how Anton is loyal to the PLP. Boy, I could go so many ways with that. tell Darren, don't forget to update on the school. Is it built yet? And I also want Sarah and Darren to run the next election.
It's built. I drove past it the other day. It's not open. I get asked by these people.
It's not even not open. It's still not finished. And of course, you know, we saw the minister, I mean, the member of parliament for West Grand Bahama, and he is bragging about, because of course, some comments were made that the park in Pine Forest is still uncompleted. And he said under the FNM administration, they were there for 4 years, they never touched it. But I go back, God rest his soul, that Obi Wishcombe was there for more time than the FNM, and nothing done then. So what say he? yeah, okay, you came because of Michael Pindad would have put some level of heat and pressure under you. You paved the courts. You put on Avon playground set on it. Children still can't use it as yet. I kudos him for what he's done thus far to the park. He's brought it to some usable position. But I would encourage him to continue to fight and push to get it completed. You know, you continue to say it's not completed, but how long? You've been there long enough to have completed the park that they would be able to use it. So get the basketball court completed. Get the playground completed. Let's stop talking about it and let's get it completed. Stop riding on the fact that it's not completed. The school to date is not completed. And it was in the last budget of May of last year and still not completed. Okay? No seawalls in West Grambam. No new police station being constructed. No ambulance yet. No firehouse yet. No boat ramp refurbished yet. None of these. This Gustav May contract for $183 million was supposed to come to pave the road. Now, that has been put on a hold for how long? None of that. Done. No lights. No added lights to the streets. So I would encourage the member of parliament for West Grambam and Bimini to stop talking and act. Get it done. You've been there long enough. You've been talking too much. I think he's still coming to grips that he is the member of parliament for Western and Bimini. You know, he's too busy worrying about what the FNM is going to do. Just get it done. Let the work you've done speak for you.
Darren, Sarah, I got phone lines full. I got text lines blowing up. I need you guys to go over into the 5 o'clock with me for a couple of minutes.
I'm fine, but I'd like to answer my some of the things Anton said still.
We could pick all of that up, and I think we got him back on the line so we could finish addressing him. So, Anton, you can hang tight. We'll get back to you. Other callers on the line, hang tight. I'll get to you right after the news. All right, we'll take a quick break right now. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. We'll get into the news, and right after the news, we'll be back at you in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll wrap things up with Grand Bahama, Sarah Kirkby, and Darren Cooper. We'll talk some more. Then we'll get into the sports. Pearlie will join us, and Pearlie will be in the building. We'll take it right up until 6 o'clock. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion and at your feet.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, it's Tuesday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Tuesday. I got the cuatro pelotas for you, the four votes. That's right, the four votes today. The 0-1-0-9. 0-1-0-9. It came to me in a dream. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prestige Sand Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at ya on the Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads. And we're going to go back to the phone lines. We got Darren and Sarah here. We're going to wrap things up. Sarah, before we get to the phone lines, I know you wanted to make a couple of points on the points Anton brought up. And I think we do have Anton back on the line, so we'll get him in a second. If he is there. And if not, he can chime back in. But go ahead, Sarah.
Wanted to get straight that I think we need to be clear here on that the guests were part about the financial part about the country and the PLP cleaning everything up and stuff. We hadn't made comment. You were just reading the headlines. And I think we do, though, need to be clear that he made a statement that the country would have been fine if they could have had all of the medical things they needed and everything like that, the right masks and everything. But unfortunately, that might have been okay for Nassau, but it would not have been okay for Freeport and probably the Outer Islands that don't have the medical systems that they do in Nassau or the private clinics. We were unable to do this. This was part of the scare, I believe, why Minas saved us from COVID. Now, you can have all your theories about COVID that you want, but, you know, that's a big point for me. Sorry, Sarah, Darren. Yeah.
Sarah, I support what you're saying, but the reality of it is, We shut down the country, and we still had serious outbreaks in the loss of so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just imagine our economy and country being open and exposed even further with already challenging
the challenges we had. Exactly.
Okay, we don't have COVID now, and the RAN in Grand Bahama suffers and lacks medication and the necessary items that's needed to carry out their daily job. Do you know it is not to have blood bags?
Now, listen, I just wanted you to
have needles. Do you know what it is?
But listen, Darren and Sarah, I appreciate your comments, and I know you all lived through it in Grand Bahama, but we're not talking about COVID today. We're talking about the $183 million no-bid contract that was awarded. And now, has it been pulled back? Has it been rescinded? You see the boo-boo statement the OPM put out? That's what I want to talk about. We all know what happened in COVID. No disrespect to y'all, but I don't want that point to be the point that we're talking about, because that wasn't what we're talking about. And talk about the $183 million no-bid contract we were referring to in Grand Bahama and the lack thereof of good representation in central Grand Bahama. We could talk about that, you know?
I understand. But I would also prefer if he call in and not call us that we were unintelligent and didn't know what we were
talking and that's
about.
Why I checked him
in the beginning.
I don't
insult him when I talk
correct.
About people.
Let's have this conversation and, you know, let's not be insulting. Let's try to keep it, you know, objective. I'll get to the phone lines in a second. Let's get to the text. Naughty, you guys take things too personal. Ira quit because of no party support. He's fighting for our country, not party. Even Obi said his hands was tied. How can any MP do without his party support? But was he supportive of the party? Was he supportive of leadership? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I've heard rumors that he was trying to negotiate with the administration of the day. They wanted to see more out of him. That's why he didn't get to cross the floor. Then I heard that, other rumblings that he was courted by Mr. Bain. And obviously, Mr. Bain was on our show yesterday. There was no denial there. They had conversation from months prior. The COI did not nominate a candidate for Central Grand Bahama. Very interesting.
And they expected
You know, so I hear from what I'm hearing, Texter, Aram Lewis had done checked out long time and was looking to keep his political career alive in any rich way, shape, or form.
Naughty, you know, he said he didn't have the party support. He was in the first time he was elected, the 4.5 years he was elected. He had support. He had ministerial positions. And at the end of the day, still did not perform in the Central Grand Bahama constituency. I guess he was too busy dealing with government at the time. Of course, he went through the hurricane, he went through the pandemic. But you're now here. And while we went through those things, you had other constituency offices functioning on Grand Bahama to be able to lend some support or lend information. I don't mind personally against Aram Lewis. We've been able to mend some time back. Aram Lewis and I spoke 5 days before his announcement. And if the truth be told, he will tell you, I told him not to leave the party. I told him not to. Aram did. In our conversation at 9:56 a.m. on Friday morning, after receiving a text message that the party will not offer him as a candidate, I called him to found, are you aware of this? What's up that's going around? And are you aware of such decision? He said no. And in our conversation, as he was talking, I then stopped him and I encouraged him. And I said, Aram, do not leave. Stay focused. Continue to do. I encouraged Aram Wilds as MP to put up a constituency office sign, to have office hours for his constituents, to be able to get his office functioning and open. I would have provided him during the hurricane threat that we would have had last year. I called him. I have a 275-gallon good drinking water tank for you. Could you send someone to pick it up? Make sure your constituents get water that they need. Set up depots within your constituency. As much water as you needed, I am prepared and available and willing to provide you with your portable drinking water tank. I told him that. So for the myth to say that I've been working against Aram Lewis, I've been working with him to the point where he's invited me. He had a donation to the RAN on the 17th of March. He asked me to come and go with him. I told him I would do the best that I can. Unfortunately, I was unable to make it. Okay? He called me the day out, about 2 hours prior, and I was already in the midst of work. So if I was this undermining of Aram Lewis, why was he involving me in things he was doing? I was encouraging him on things that needed to be done. I said, call a press conference and talk about the state of the road in your constituency. Put the blame where it needs to go. If it's the developers, if it's the government, put it where it needs to go. I will stand with you. When it was the fire hydrants in South Bahama with our bushfire, I called the press, a member of parliament, to do the interview with the media. I worked with him. I made a commitment to him to do the best that I can to make sure that he can be visible and get things done in Central Grand Bahama. I told him. I worked with him to the best of my ability. I don't desire to run in politics. Yes, if I desired to run Naughty and I had submitted an application, I believe that the conversations would have been had. But at the end of the day, I have more things that I'm dealing with that's for me. That has to be given a little more focus. But if the party says, hey, this is what we need, I'm prepared to make some sacrificial decisions and take into consideration. I don't want to offer politics. I don't. Not at all. I see what goes into it. All I want is good representation for the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and for my constituency, which is Central Grand Bahama. That's all we want.
All right,
I'm used to good representation.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hi, good afternoon, Nori, Sarah, and Darren.
Afternoon, how are you?
Three intelligent people.
Afternoon.
I'm Torrin, and I know you're listening, okay? You need to come down the barbed wire, because you're nothing but a pigeon, and stop insulting intelligent people. You ever look at a calculator or the keyboard? Or on your cell phone, what do you have in your hand now? One is on the left, 8 is second from the right, and the 3 is next to the 2 that's in between the 1. Okay? You understand, right? $183 million. It's no getting around that. Come off the barbed wire and stop insulting Darren and Sarah. Okay?
Not be a typo.
Two intelligent people who lives in Grand Bahama. You know nothing about Grand Bahama, so please stop.
There you go. Exactly.
Stop insulting Bahamians intelligent. Okay? You're all messed up. Tell the finance manager, minister, and the prime minister, whoever it is, I don't know which one is rich no more, and the minister of foreign affairs, to please just, you know, one day is misspoke, the next, now is error? No, it's just blatant lying. Stop. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call. How do you really feel, caller? Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Naughty. Thank you for defending us. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Naughty. What's happening? Go ahead.
Naughty, you got to understand, right? We just call your show because we frustrated with this PLP. So we need to know the line what Anton is get directly in with, or you need to come to us quicker, Naughty, because this is where we just voice our frustration.
My brother, the phone lines are beyond blown up. So I'm getting to you as fast as I can get to you, my brother.
Okay. Naughty, I have a challenge with what Anton said earlier in terms of, and then Anton, I think they need to retire Anton as a spokesperson or speak on behalf of the PLP at this point. He knows who I am in listening because he was listening to the lady just now. Here's my point. Anton started out his sentiments with the fact celebrating this Moody's, like you say, junk status.
Are we still a junk status?
Hold on, Naughty. But listen what Anton said. I need you to go back and play your show and listen what Anton said. That when this government came, when the PLP came to government, they met a mess. They met over $100 in GDP. I mean, $100 million in GDP or 100% in GDP, whatever it is he's saying. How is it that that's the case that they met and they still was blatant to mismanage our finances the way the way that they have with the mistake, like the lady just say, 1, 8, and 3 is 2.
You still there, caller?
So that instance right there, we're talking about things was tough and this and that. The next thing, then will y'all find $58 million to travel? Then y'all ain't have no regard for us as a people. Some of the money y'all spend about the place unnecessarily. If Anton is right in what he is saying, that they met it in a mess. Come on, man. Which one is it? Secondly, Naughty. Hello?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Secondly, Naughty. one of your texts said it. Are we dealing with the prime minister who is reviewing, or are we dealing with the minister of finance who is approving? People, we need to call out the piss that they're spewing on us and calling it rain, Naughty. Because come on, man, the prime minister is now reviewing and had asked for it to be put on hold or pause. But wouldn't the minister of finance be the person that I guess made the error or the typing? Wouldn't that be the minister of finance who got to approve these things and sign off on it? Come on, man, Naughty, man, we take.
But if the minister said leave it there for further review, it shouldn't be
Naughty,
picked up and signed and pushed through.
We ain't stupid in our country, Naughty. The prime minister and the minister of finance is one and the same in the Bahamas today. I know if it wasn't the same when they signed this deal, man. Stop pissing on us, man.
All right.
Don't tell us. Like one of your other texters said, Naughty, y'all had a week to wait and come back and tell us this dumb crap. And it's disrespectful, but it's the height of disrespect, buddy.
But all I can say is remember right now, all through silly season, and when you go to the polls, that's how you repay this administration. If they ain't on our run, if they don't listen, then they got to feel.
But Naughty, man, come on. They could respect us better than this, man. Like the Texas said, that excuse must be for the 87-year-old people in Cat Island to believe it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All the things from Dumfries.
Good call. I think you made your point abundantly clear. Good stuff. And just for the ratings, all right, with the like Moody's and S&P and Standard & Poor's, let me just give you some info. Standard & Poor's has our rating at BB and our outlook at negative. Okay? And then it improved. Okay? Because what is the credit rating? You got Standard & Poor's saying BB and negative. You got Moody's saying BAA3 and under review, which is junk bond status. And now we got Standard and Moody's back at you saying, Stella, so where are we really at? Where are we? And that's why we need a proper Freedom of Information Act and so on and so forth, so we can formulate the information and disseminate it and interpret it without having to worry about political officials who misspeak or misadminister and so on and so forth. Let's get these other calls in real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Norrie.
Hey, what's happening, Anton?
Yeah, I'm back with you.
Right. So please, before we get started, let's keep it to the script. Let's keep it to what we need to talk about. We don't need to hurl insults and back and forth. Let's just keep it to nice, objective conversation.
Going back to what the lady said.
Sarah Kirkby, Grand Bahama News.
No, not Sarah. One of the callers in. That lady, she never has any level of coherence. Not one iota of coherence comes out of her mouth. She probably needs to look that up in a dictionary. So when she calls the airwaves, she doesn't make herself look
well. I think she sounded very coherent, with all due respect, Anton, making a point.
Insulting
now,
her again.
Now, obviously,
why are you insulting her?
Obviously, you come right back in, and I say, let's keep it on the reservation. Why, Anton, is it part of your game that you have to be insulting? Pardon?
Did you hear the caller?
Did I hear the caller? I heard the caller. Yeah.
Did you correct them?
They're entitled to their opinion, Anton. If she thinks you're a fool, that's her opinion, that she thinks you're a fool. I mean, what am I to say?
And she's idiotic. That's my opinion.
And again, why are you hurling insults? Can you not have a conversation without opening with an insult? People aren't scared of you, Anton. You are not going to bully people, especially on my show. Okay?
I'm
nodding. And if you want to carry on, I take it to the other shows that entertain your foolishness, but not here. Now go ahead. Make your point then. Make your point.
Simply put, there's a fallacy of a discussion that's also non-coherent that suggests that the PLP, this current PLP administration, did not have a national disaster to deal with, or did not have a national crisis to deal with. That is also non-coherent, idiotic, nonsensical.
Anton, listen, you are non-coherent right now, bud. See you later. Garbage. And you still want to run on about COVID to push a point and deflect for your failing party that you sing for your supper for. Just how you call in and we entertain your incoherent PLP-based rants defending the indefensible, other people are entitled to their opinion. And if they think you're a fool for coming on national radio and proving it, you know, Abraham Lincoln had a saying, Anton, it is better to be considered a fool in the mouth and prove it. And unfortunately, in this situation, your blind party loyalty has caused you to open your mouth and prove once again that for being a very intelligent person that I know you are, politics has you looking like a fool with your blind loyalty to a sinking ship, to a failing administration. And that is the problem. We have too many sycophant party supporters that blindly support their party without saying where wrong is. We have a problem. Call wrong where wrong is. If it's FNM, PLP, COI, DNA, if it's that's left, ABC, LMNOP, that's our problem. We turn a blind eye to wrong. We accept mediocrity because we're getting a handout for a party and we don't want to rock that boat. So instead of saying, no, that's a bad decision, we need to try to do this, it's no, let's deflect because I don't want to cut off, you know, my little handout. And the Bahamas suffers in the long run. $183 million. That was the question. The statement from the Office of the Prime Minister was rambling at best. There is no answer. Is the contract still in play? Is it going to be rescinded? Is it going to be put back out with a bidding process? And Grand Bahamians have every right to know that.
Naughty, what I think a lot of people miss in this whole thing is that these people did an assessment and determined that there's $183 million worth of work needed in West End, Grand Bahama. Is there $183 million worth of roads? And some, I think somebody said it's almost $2 million a mile. I think C. Allen said that it's close to $2 million a mile of road work that they're doing in West Grand Bahama. We're not even looking at that piece of it. All we're looking at is the contract and we cancel it. Let's say, let's talk about how it got to there first. Correct. How did we get to this, that they assessed as $183 billion worth of roads to be done? And how did they even get that far for the Prime Minister to have to come back and stop it as the Minister of Finance? So it's interesting to see that, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I think I don't know, but and politicians seem to think that Bahamas ain't got no sense.
In the age of the internet and social media, the information is right there. It's right there.
One thing I've learned, and in this era, you could challenge anything because you could search it, you could Google it, you could check it out, you could find the information for it because it is there. So when you say certain things, don't think that back in the day you only had the Guardian and the Tribune and ZNS. You couldn't research anything. Now you got everything at your disposal. You don't have to go in a library and pull out a whole big Collier's encyclopedia to find anything. So that's what do you think people are missing in this country? Missing, I guess, in the world.
All right, we got a couple of calls. Let's get them out of the way. And I know Sarah and Darren, you ran over time, and I appreciate you guys. And Pearlie and I got to talk some sports. So let's get these other calls in and get it knocked out real quick, and we'll wrap with you guys. Talking Head.
Yes, how are you doing to everyone in the studio and on the line? Pearlie, it is $2 million a mile.
Hey, see, Alan, you
just want to be very short. I just want to answer Anton, right? First of all, let's determine what gaslighting is. Gaslighting is when someone kind of manipulates someone into questioning their perception of reality. And so essentially, the Prime Minister now is sending a press release to try to have us believe that the Minister of Finance didn't do what he did. And so it's incumbent upon the Prime Minister to do the right thing and fire the Minister of Finance, because this project went to the IDB coming from a company that has no experience except for basketball courts as a sister company. You understand? Because they had to stand alone on their own. So it become a transfer contract. You know, like transfer pricing when you use a thing? You give it to one company, but another company does the work, because this company that doesn't have the tool. So this didn't happen. When it goes to the IDB, you're trying to tell me for 6 months or so to the IDB all last year that nobody knew what this is? Did this company itself went to the IDB to make application for this loan? Without the Prime Minister often, without the PS, without the Prime Minister, without the entire Ministry of Finance, without the Ministry of Works and all of those different things, this is pure gaslighting. And just what Anton, who talked about economies being closed, there were six countries who economy did not lock down their economy, not close, but because the other 197 countries or whatever, 191 or whatever it is in the world, their economies was closed. So essentially all economies in the world was closed. And so this thing of trying to manipulate a new reality for us to accept is unacceptable. But he's right about one thing. This progressive liberal party did have a crisis of major concern that makes COVID and all the hurricanes since 2002 look like small things. And that catastrophe, that crisis, trying to govern itself. Thank you.
All right, Seattle, thanks a lot. Great contributions as always. I guess this other call in, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
Lotion Man wouldn't get off top of the ball. Why did the young lady say?
Correct.
Man, how much miles is it? Is a road?
What you mean, down there to pave? I think like 49, if I'm not mistaken. But Darren's on the phone. And Sarah, how much is it to pave down there in that area? Like 49 pavable miles, correct, Darren? Only 49 miles worth of road to pave in that area, correct? Darren dropped? All right.
Yeah, I think he dropped, but I think that's what it was. And the last time,
because I remember reading it in the Grand Bahama News, I think.
Yeah. So, no, we haven't put it in. C. Allen did he called in and they figured it out last week when we were on the call, remember?
Correct.
He said how much it was. And I think it was some, like it was like $440,000 a square foot, or it was crazy, the amount of money. It's just not necessary. I mean, we want the roads, and I drove on them this weekend. They're not that bad, but they do need work, yes, but it's not $183 million.
All right, Corbin, thanks.
Like
good
to
stuff.
See that go to people here.
Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, trying to get to Pearlie. I wanted to mention something to you, Naughty, and put it into context.
Pearlie's on the phone, on the line right now. He's okay. Chimed in, so go ahead.
Just to put in context for the Bahamian people to understand what was happening based on today's pronouncement. There was a story on about the update on the progress of road projects on the island of Ilucha. Listen, what I $100 million, and it was stated in that news report that these roads are all across the island of Ilucha that are being paid for $100 million. Tell me how in the world $183 million to pave 8 miles of road in West End.
But I know it was broken down. Somebody did the math. I think Dr. Marvin Smith broke down the math, and it was like four million a mile.
Yeah. How much?
$4 million a mile.
No, it can't, because I did some math, Naughty, on $5 million a mile, and if I'm not mistaken, I came up with $80 million to pave 8 miles of road at $5 million.
No, this was more. This was more than 8 miles. This was, I think, for 49 miles worth of a road.
49. Well,
Naughty, again, the contract is for 98 miles of road. The bottom line is, the contract is obscene. $183 million.
No
bid contract. Find out. I want to know now who's connected to this contract. Who are the subcontractors? And who's other company getting involved in this later on? Who owns all of these companies?
Check. 8 Mile Rock is called 8 Mile Rock because it's only 8 miles long, right?
Correct.
Just so that the Bahamian people understand, you're dealing with a very, very... A lot of people may not have been to 8 Mile Rock before. And so people may not understand the magnitude of this, why it's so egregious. I'm talking about an administrator. Who's making these kinds of administrative mistakes, man? And like C. Allen just said, you know what the problem is? The Prime Minister needs to fire the Minister of Finance. Long story short, the Prime Minister needs to get rid of the Minister of Finance. Have a nice day, man. Naughty.
All right, let's get these last two calls in. Talking heads.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, man, I good show so far, right? One thing I don't like is that Anton and C. Allen, man. Two of them singing for the supper, man. That's, Allen, they two intelligent niggas. I'm telling them, they really need to do better, you know.
So is there a viable option that we don't have to entertain an FNM or a PRP supporter? Is there another viable option out there?
Man, yes, COI, man. COI.
Come on, man. We had your leader on yesterday. There's some things that make sense. There's other things that are way out there. So if like the old people said, man, I mean, you got to give me an option, bro.
But yes, sir.
You got to give me a proven option.
I know what I have now. Back in the winds of Lenin and their takeover, everyone said the same thing, you know.
What do you have now?
What were they saying? Everyone said Lyndon took over. They was not saying the same thing. Oh, no, brother. I was a little boy around. I know about that. I hear about that. I know what they're saying.
When their party is about to take over, people say the same thing with their party.
Saying what?
They want that. Who these people are?
That's not true.
Newcomers.
That's not true. That is not true.
Guess what?
You've been sipping too much Kool-Aid, Carla. It's all good, brother.
Come on, it's all good. See, I don't mind you having your opinion, brother, but when you ain't gonna talk sense, I can come in there and say something.
Yeah, y'all can't just be.
When the PLP took over this country in 1967, Black Bahamas was behind them. Listen. And when they had to call an election in April of 1968 and they won by a landslide, it showed people was ready for them.
All right,
and they were ready for them for years when Sir Lyndon came home from London to take over the party. Real talk.
I want to say, Sharon and Darren, you both went overtime, and I appreciate it. Sarah's got to deal with something for the Grand Bahama News. Darren is going to probably try chime back in, but he had a call he had to deal with. But that's fine. But listen, when you call this show, I don't know about any other else show, you need to bring the actual factual. And if you spew something that sounds like BS to push a party term, and it's not factual, we going to call you on it. We don't care if you're the leader of the party, supporter of the party. And that's for PRP, FNM, COI. Far too long, we've turned a blind eye to the foolishness our party does. Okay? And we are all Bahamians. We all need to be objective. We need to see the flaws in the two major parties that we've had for 15 years, as well as the benefits of both of those parties. And we need to see the potential or lack thereof of any third party that's coming. Is it going to be a viable option? Is it poised and positioned and set up to be a viable option? Or is it just going to be another third party that came and went? At the end of the day, the Bahamas still could be here. And we as voters need to put the people in place with the right character and enough vision to get us where we need to be. But it can be trading bad for waste and so on and so forth, or proven for unproven. It need to make sense. Marinate on that for a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Pearlie and I will be back. Chop up some sports, some picks for tonight, and get into calling and get into Rich Eisen's final 10. Pearlie, it's been a hot 2 days, my brother. Pearlie dropped too. Hey, did one of them COI kidnap Pearlie? We need to find out. Okay, I wanted to make sure.
No.
I wanted to make sure.
You know
they get fanatical, but they turn to rebel, but they get mad.
No. We good. I say.
Gotta make sure. You gotta hold on Thursday. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearlie and I'll be chopping it up and wrapping up the Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Great Select Water Shield, 134/20 roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 1650, 30 pounds, 1980. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onion, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn ale with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all Family Islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. 96.9 FM.
And it's last time we live to rule the reigns of all living things. King of all kings, rule all things.
Lord, give us strength.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie in the building. And Pearlie, we got to make it quick, man. We got to get our picks in. And we got a good Rich Eisen taking us home today, man. Overreaction Tuesday, talking about some NFL movements and rumblings, as well as the NCAA Final Four last night.
I just want to say one word, Naughty. I just want to say one word.
What?
Florida.
But we called it, Pearlie.
As I said from the beginning of the tournament.
Did we not say here? You mentioned. You said Florida. And I said Florida. What did you say? You said Florida is a team that could definitely be, I could see winning the tournament. And I seconded that fact. I said Florida is the best all-around team. Offensively, yep. Defensively, rebounding, free throws, free throw percentage, three-point shot. They're good at a lot of things. They're not great at any, but they are good at a lot of things.
No, I know what they're great at. That playmaker, Clayton Jr., that kid off the chain.
Listen, but I mean, you got some players. You got to feel.
He won't be number one because Cooper Fly can be number one.
You got to feel for Houston, though. Coach, I mean, he's been around for a while. Yeah. Kelvin Sampson, I mean, yeah. He's been around for a while. I felt for him. But that was a good game.
That's their seventh championship and get beat. Seven, 0 for 7.
You forget Guy Lewis lost to Bunch with Clyde Drexler and Fly Samajama with Akeem Olajuwon. He lost to Patrick Ewing. He lost to a couple other teams, too.
He lost to NC State, then came back and lost to Georgetown.
And that was 3 years in a row they went and lost three Final Fours. And that NC State one is always dear in my heart because that's Jimmy Valvano. The late, great Jimmy Valvano. And that unheralded NC State Wolfpack team that came from nowhere. Yes, man.
That's great. That was awesome.
And then the year Georgetown took him out, Patrick Ewing was absolutely, Akeem Olajuwon was off the chain. But yeah, man, it was Michael Graham, not Michael Young. Michael Graham was the ball head dude. And then you had two little guards by the name of Reggie Williams and David Wingate that came from that Powell Memorial High School in Baltimore. Yeah. There were two great little guards for that Georgetown program as well, too.
So that was a good team,
and John Thompson did a masterful job coaching them. So Houston went through it, and Guy Lewis had a great program in Houston. Akeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, but it just wasn't to be. And some teams are just snake bit like that. You got to feel for Houston, but they did play a good game, but Florida did it.
Yeah, they did it. That was a really, really, to be honest with you, the feat. The tournament was some really good basketball, but the final eight and the final four, I think that's pretty much some of the best basketball I've seen and particularly all the number ones in the final four. That was unprecedented, but it was really some good basketball. It was exciting. It was fun to watch.
Even though everybody's bracket got blown up after the first game, but I mean, it is what it is.
That's it. I gee when it comes to the brackets. I just can watch it from now on. I'm not even going into brackets next year. And here I'll be right in there putting in 2 and 3.
All right, 10 games tonight. Here we go. All right, Pearly, we got to make it quick because we got, like I said, Rich Eisen taking us home. So let's make it quick. Hawks plus +4 on the road against the Orlando Magic. I'm going to take the Hawks plus +4 in this.
I'm going to take the Magic on the money line.
You got the Bulls plus +15 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm taking the Cavaliers at home in the money line to win.
Yeah, I'm riding with you on that one.
15 is too big. Charlotte Hornets, plus +15.5 home against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are injured. I should take the Hornets with the 15.5, but I'm going to play it safe. Give me the money line with the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'll go with that.
The Washington Wizards, plus +19 against the Indiana Pacers. Give me the Wizards plus +19.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
They're good against the spread. They're very good against the spread. They suck as a team, and they lose, but they will cover for you, and it just went up to 19.5. So, yeah, give me the 19 and the hook right there. That looks good to me. Celtics, plus +2's not playing for the Celtics tonight, Pearly.
You know, they got Tatum and Brown are game-time decisions, but Brunson is also, and McBride are also game-time decisions.
Give me the Celtics Knicks. Plus +1, because one of Brown or Tatum is going to play, and I like the Knicks, and I mean, I like the Celtics in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Celtics plus +1.
Brooklyn Nets, minus -2 over the New Orleans Pelicans. Both these teams suck. Both these teams have injuries.
You know what? I'm going to take the Nets.
I'm going to take the Nets -2 at home. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, too.
Yeah.
Lakers plus +9.5 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Heck, I'm going to take the Lakers plus +9.5 like I did the other night, and they covered it for me, and they won the game by 20. I'm going to take the Lakers plus +9.5 tonight, too. And I'm also going to say that over of 230 for the game, that looks good, too.
Sure does.
All right.
Yeah.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, okay.
-5 over the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know which Bucks team is going to show up, so I'm going to take the Timberwolves and the money line to be safe.
Damian is out, and the Greek Freak is game time decision, and Shannon is game time for Minnesota. I'll take Minnesota and the money line.
I got the Warriors -9.5 against the Suns. I like the Warriors to win this, but I don't know about the 9.5. So give me the Warriors and the money line.
You know, I agree with you. I don't. The Warriors are playing probably the best basketball right now. And Durant is out, so I think I'll take the Warriors and the money line.
First Clippers, they're still playing competitive without Wemby. I'll take the 13 with the Spurs against the Clippers.
Okay, you know what?
Or the Clippers in the money line, either way.
I'll ride with you under that.
All right, good stuff, Pearly. It's that time, man. It's that time. So we got to take the break. Flip side of the break, Rich Eisen taking us home. And like I told you, Rich got lots to talk about today. Talking about that big national championship game last night, the wrap-up of March Madness. And then also, in addition to that, talking 49ers football, Raiders football, and the Masters. All right? So it's a wide variety coming up.
You only got about a week before, a little more than a week before the draft.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Things heating up.
Yep.
Get into that good time of sports.
I'm hearing Shadur Sanders is dropping like a
smidge, but obviously, you know.
Yeah, but I hear he may end up number 9 in New Orleans, which actually is a really good set.
And Kellen Moore? And Kellen Moore is good with young quarterbacks? Come on. That might be a blessing in disguise.
That's what I'm saying.
And he got a couple of good little receivers there, too. You never know.
He could flourish there.
All right, Pearly, good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. All right, quick break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. We'll see you tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Mañana.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy online. Or WhatsApp hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
And it's last time we live to rule the reigns of all living things. King of all kings, rule all things.
Lord, give us strength.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, very good. Very good. Very good. Go for it.
Hey, everybody good? How you guys doing?
I'm great.
Doing good. What's up, Chris?
You have your smoothie good? Yeah, you have that smoothie this morning? That's a second bite at that apple. Like, I told you I'm okay.
Do you have, like, a special case for the Ricochet? Or do you just throw it on, like,
the top of the hat? Yeah. Where do you store the hat? What's the storage?
Like, when you travel with the hat.
Yeah.
If you must know.
That's why I asked.
Yes. We must.
It's not easy to travel with, because normally it would need its own box and a case. So I wear it on the plane.
Keep it on the dome. All right.
Yes.
Do you get back to the crib? Like,
and I rest it on my lap.
Do you get weird looks?
No, when you get to
I don't get weird looks. I don't get weird looks. You know why? Because I look good in it.
No, I just mean
how rakish in it.
How do you store it when you get home? Right, is it just
enough.
On the top of the closet?
Does anyone see the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Enough. Enough.
Guys. Focus.
I'm here.
It's dark. It's too quiet on the draft front.
It is.
It's too quiet. Someone's going to move up into the top 10.
Well, we can only hope.
I got a top 5 later on of teams that should trade into the top 5. But I'm not seeing it, man. I mean,
it's too quiet.
Mayock said on Monday that he thinks that Shadur is going to drop out of the top 10, and that that's not a bad thing for him, because that means as the further he drops, the better the teams to draft him would be. And on top of that, if nobody is going to trade up to go get him, who are you going to trade up to go get instead? So, Jen, like that's why you're not seeing too many teams burst into the top 5 or top 10. And I'm sure at this point in time, the teams in the top 5, top 10 are asking for too much. So, sure, someone's going to trade into the top 10. It invariably happens. I will say yes. But how about this? I'll say it will happen during the draft.
Okay.
That we're not going to get one of those.
After we see what the top three look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, because and then there's no reason, unless somebody wants to trade to number two, where you know who you're going to get. Like, there's too much uncertainty right now. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, you knew if you traded into the fourth spot with Arizona, you were going to get the best player that's not a quarterback.
Right.
If you traded into the third spot, you knew you were going to get Drake May. You traded in the second spot, you were going to get Jaden Daniels. If you traded in the first spot, you see where I'm going with it. But right. None of those teams, Chicago, Washington, New England, were willing to trade out because they wanted to get the quarterbacks they wanted. And Arizona stuck and picked Marvin Harrison Jr. This year, there's too much uncertainty. So it's going to be like however the draft plays out, then someone will move when they're certain they're going to get the person they want.
Yeah.
But I'll just say that's not an overreaction. What's next?
Rich, we were just talking about this team, and I really think they could be a NFC sleeper this year. If the Raiders draft Ashton Jeanty, they're going to the playoffs.
The autumn wind comes from the blue turf of Idaho.
Maybe we're overvaluing Denver a little bit. Maybe there's a little sophomore slump for
so.
Bo Nix.
I don't think so.
Have the Chargers done enough this offseason?
How dare you? That's Jim Harbaugh's team. And Tariq Stills in our green room.
Look, little
absurd.
Little
positively
Super Bowl
insane.
Hangover.
You're crazy.
Maybe the Raiders are right
Get
there to
here.
Slide in, be that 7-6 team. Seed in the AFC.
How about this? They draft Ashton Jeanty. They'll be playing for a playoff spot. I'm not willing to commit to making it. Bengals are going to be better. You know someone else.
We don't
yes,
know the Bengals
know.
Are
yes,
going to be
you
better.
Know they will be.
We don't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think we could say that.
I'd bet on it if I was a betting man. Yeah.
We don't know that, actually.
I just think that's a tall order for them to make the playoffs.
AFC's
but,
tough. AFC's
but
tough.
But they will be vastly Bengals. Improved, and I think this would be a great way to improve it. What else?
Last night, I was with a certain 49er friend of ours, and he, big fan of Overreaction Monday. And
is that
he,
right?
And he was
is
like,
that Al? Is it Al?
It was our good friend Kevin Pollack. And he was like,
KP.
He was like,
what's up, Kevin?
Look, I got something for you. I'm like, oh, I'm all ears. What do you got?
Is this
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday special?
Should you read it like Christopher Walker?
I don't.
Should you do it as Shatner?
I don't think I want to venture into those waters.
Okay.
I will say though.
You know, I'll do it for you.
This is what he thinks.
Yeah,
and I like it. And I like
Lieutenant
it.
Lieutenant Weinberg came out with this.
I like it.
Okay.
The 49ers are not rebuilding. John Lynch playing rope-a-dope on the rest of the NFC.
What does that mean? Yeah. Playing rope-a-dope. What does
and I
mean?
Knew that's what you would say back.
What does that mean?
And I said, what do I say when he says, what does this mean?
Oh, so okay.
I know you. He said, look, all these moves, you think they're kind of in a rebuild. Maybe they're just kind of laying low.
Yeah.
Trimming the fat. Debo, see ya. Okay.
Yes.
Jordan Mason, you know what I mean? Nyson.
Yes.
Ultimately not the answer.
Yes.
Our wide receiver room, sneaky good with Pearsall and Juwan Jennings.
I agree on that.
As
and Ayuk coming back.
As long
back.
As McCaffrey's healthy. They're begging someone to take Ayuk off their hands.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Right.
Defense still
no, I got
stoked.
It. So what does rope-a-dope mean? You remember
rope-a-dope just means you think we're doing this, kind of like the Rams. Like we thought the Rams were
Correct.
Rebuilding the last couple of years.
I buy this.
And they ended up being
I've
a player.
You know I'm gonna buy this.
Boom. 49ers, sneaky NFC
They're
West.
Going to
Jams
get Brock
year.
Purdy signed, and with everybody saying he could get, and everybody looking at the names of the defense
right.
from
names,
back in the
names.
Day.
All these guys are gone.
The Denver got Greenlaw and Hufanga, you know, and Jordan Mason, they shipped him out to Minnesota. And we're seeing how this team isn't this or that or whatever. They're still the 49ers.
Rather be a year early getting rid of guys than a year late.
Okay. If that's yes, that if what Kevin is saying, okay, if what Kevin is saying is that this team is not on the outs and screwed over, that they are going to be sneaking up on people.
11 draft picks coming up in
right.
2 weeks.
I buy it. Okay? And I appreciate that right there from Kevin Pollard.
Well, 49ers.
Okay.
I'm not a 49er basher like everyone thinks in the comments.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Good job.
Pro you guys. Here's the deal. Let's get off football. Let's do a couple hodgepodge ones here. I'm watching this NCAA championship game. I watched the Final Four over the weekend.
Was this from anybody, or this
nope,
is yours?
This
Are
is,
we back to you?
This is we're back to me.
Okay,
we're back to me. The NCAA tournament needs to...
I met this guy at the comedy store last night.
Yeah, that's right. He was talking my ear up in the
Mitch.
Hallway.
Okay.
The NCAA tournament needs to expand to at least 96 teams to make it more interesting.
Stop.
This was the worst tournament that I can remember.
What are you talking
and the
about?
Last couple, just because the last two games were good?
They were great. It was one of the best Final Fours we've seen in quite some time.
Does it mean the other 61 games were any good?
Yeah, but you weren't watching 61 games.
Just because we watched all of it.
Just because your 2-3 matchup zone didn't make it doesn't mean that the thing sucked.
It was bad. If you take a poll, if you take a poll of if this tournament was entertaining or not, it was not entertaining.
Numbers were up, number one. And number two, the Final Four was scintillating. The four top seeds made it and gave you three terrific basketball games.
But that
games.
Doesn't make up for the other 60 games that were garbage.
They weren't garbage.
Oh, the margin of victory. There's no star power. Let's get some more teams in here. Let's get more upsets.
There were fewer shining moments. I didn't see the montage because I decided not to stay up till midnight.
Let's expand. More teams.
Not at all. No, thank you. Overreaction.
More chance.
I'm with you,
Let's
TJ.
Shake it up.
I mean, I wouldn't make that child like
me. Because I know what you're thinking.
All right, fine. All right, a little NBA here.
No wonder we didn't get nominated.
Stop it.
Neither one seed's going to make the finals.
What? The coconut milk was off with the Emmys.
Neither one seed is making the NBA finals.
What? Neither one seed is making the NBA finals.
OKC kind of rattled me a little bit against the Lakers the other day. And look, no one thinks the Cavs are going all the way. So look, neither one seed makes
the finals. No, I think I think you're off on this. I think the Cavs make it.
Oh, so the Cavs beat the Seas?
Maybe I don't know if the C's even make it.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
Are you just trying to get me fired up?
Yeah. But if you have to, how about this? Neither one C's going to make it? No, I think the Cavs make it. And I think it LeBron versus the Cavs, just for fun. How about that?
Wow. The ghost of David Stern is putting his thumb on the scale here, or what?
The ghost of David Stern. Why would that be the ghost of David Stern?
Because he's into fixing things.
Why would that be a fix? It's not a fix. Excuse me. If David Stern could fix it, it would be the Lakers against the Celtics.
Yeah, right? Come on. Okay? What are you talking about?
Give me a break. I mean,
and you know,
with all due respect to all of our friends in Cleveland, you know, in Stark County, Ohio, right. Where LeBron, from where LeBron hails.
Yeah, things were fixable.
If you really want it, it would be Knicks Lakers.
Hit it, Mike.
You think we need one more?
Oh, maybe.
I told you to hit it, and it's still happening.
Guys, are you surprised?
Here's the deal.
I'm surprised.
I cannot believe it. We should make that a drop.
Rich Eisen.
I'm surprised.
It's Masters Week, Rich.
Okay.
And if Rory doesn't win the Masters this year, it's never going to happen.
All right. I just like